Hello, hello, and welcome to the New Mindset Who Dis podcast. My name is Case Kenny at case.kenny on Instagram, and this is my weekly podcast where I create short, no BS episodes dedicated to helping you be the person you're meant to be, leave your comfort zone, and live a fulfilling and purposeful life. Let's go. Welcome to episode 368. Hello, my friend. Welcome to a fresh new episode of New Mindset Who Dis. As always, thank you so much for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And today, I just want to pose a question, and then I'll answer it. I'll answer it with what I think. But in the process, I think it'll give you something to consider. And that question is, should you date for marriage? Should that be your one and only goal in mind when you're dating? And don't worry, this episode isn't as specifically about dating and marriage. It's more about the approach we have when it comes to a question like that. Approaching how to live your life and enjoy your life while you're working towards a goal, an outcome like marriage or something like that in mind. But we'll start with this question, the ultimate question, I suppose, which is, should you date for marriage? And I'll just get my answer out of the way real quick here, and I'll say that, yeah, ultimately, the point of dating, if you believe in monogamy, is to find someone to marry, ultimately, to find someone that you're going to spend forever with. But I don't think approaching dating with that specific goal in mind is very fair to you. I don't think you should approach dating with that mindset, the mindset of, I need to find someone to marry. I need to find someone to marry. I need to find someone to marry. Sure, on paper, if you had to check a box, yes, there is an outcome associated with dating. And yes, if you want to find a lifelong partner, then yeah, it is to marry that person. It is to find someone to marry. But I don't think that's how we should approach dating in our minds, in our hearts, and life, really. Like, I'll back up why I say this, why I think we should shy away from saying we're doing something for a specific outcome. And instead, I think we should change it to something that we can control, something that allows us to, you know, crazy thought here, enjoy life while we work towards something that, yeah, ultimately we want, you know, to enjoy the process, enjoy what we're doing without putting so much freaking pressure on ourselves. Because I don't know about you, but lately I've been feeling pressure. Like, that's pressure that admittedly I put on my own shoulders, but I've been feeling it. And I took a step back this weekend and was really considering about why. And it came down to this idea of outcomes and the mentality we have while we're working towards them, whether it's marriage or something else. And I was so focused on this in my own inner life that I hosted an event at Soho House in Chicago this past weekend where I led a live journaling session, and it became part of the agenda that I had people who attended complete. I hosted this session. It was amazing. It was like 30 people on a Sunday doing guided in-person mindfulness with myself leading it. And one of the sections I focused on is about the pressure we put on ourselves in life, the pressure we put on ourselves to be a certain way. We say we want to be happy. We say we want to be successful. We want to be confident, all these things. And I talked about during this session about how it's a great goal, of course. I want to be this way, as is the same with, you know, wanting to find someone to marry. It's great, but it puts undue pressure on ourselves because the reality of life, of course, is that there's going to be many, many days, many, many extended periods of time where you're not happy, where you're not successful, where you're not feeling confident, where you're not married. And it's on those days where we as imperfect humans tend to really beat ourselves up. We say things like, oh, well, shit, you know, I'm not who I want to be, and I haven't been, and I've made no progress. I don't have the outcome I want and I deserve. Something is wrong with me. I'll never get it. I'm unlovable. We jump to conclusions like this. We say we're falling behind, all these things. And it could become this cycle of like self-defeatism, which is no bueno. So in this journaling session, what I suggested and what I think we owe to ourselves is to stop putting so much pressure on ourselves to be a certain way. And instead, we should just strive to do the things that will make us that way. You know, the things we can actually control, the things we actually enjoy doing that ultimately will make you the way you want to be or give you the outcome you want. I said, you know, don't strive to be happy or successful or confident. Strive to do the things that will make you that way. Instead of saying, I just want to be happy, say, I'm the kind of person who is grateful for everything I do, and so on. Don't say, I want to be successful. Ask yourself, what are the verbs that make you successful? You're the kind of person who does what they say they'll do. You're the kind of person who asks for a promotion. You're the kind of person who volunteers to go first, whatever it may be. I did this exercise and I really liked it because it's what I think gives us back our power in life from trying to be a certain way, from trying to get a certain thing, a certain outcome, and instead just focus on doing the things that will ultimately make you that way and deliver that outcome for sure. Never lose sight of what you want. And so I did this session and it was great. And if you listen to the podcast, you know, I'm really big on focusing on the things we can control in life, focusing on the things we can control, and everything else, frankly, it doesn't really deserve our energy or our thought, because the more energy and the more compassion and thought you give to those things, it's the worst feeling in the world, like hopelessness in the face of the things we can't control, just make things worse. Feeling lost. It's a bad feeling. And so I'm a huge proponent of focusing on the things you can control. And in this case, breaking down the things you want to really empower yourself, to stop striving to be happy, successful, fulfilled, and so on. And instead, just focus on the things that will make you that way, the things that you can actually control. So that was the exercise I did at Soho. I called it the I'm the kind of person who exercise, where I had people who attended write down, I'm the kind of person who, and then write down as many verbs as they can, verbs that will make them happy, successful, whatever it is that they want to be or to find, whatever the outcome that they're working towards. And I think you could probably see where I'm heading with this when it comes to marriage or outcomes, the big things we want in life. I think we need to reframe our thinking when it comes to dating to marry. Namely, to stop saying we're dating to marry. Because when you say that, and that's your sole motivation, and that's your focus, and that's your North Star, I've learned that more often than not, unfortunately, you could end up in less than ideal relationships. If you think the only reason you're dating is to marry, you have this propensity to get lost in potential. So much so that you remove yourself from the present. And then you end up frustrated when the relationship doesn't work because in your mind, it's this binary thing. It's either a win or it's a loss. I'm dating to marry. I'm not married. That's a loss. And of course, you could still operate from a place of, is this a yes? Is this a no? You could still date with an enormous amount of intention and focus because you want something that's forever. Yes, please. You know, I would say that. But you can switch your mentality. And I think when you do, you'll find yourself dating in a way that is unforced, that recognizes the value of relationships that don't work, that recognizes lessons in quote, failed love. And most important, you'll enjoy dating. I'd say that's a pretty important thing. So consider that for a moment. But maybe the best way to convince ourselves to adopt a new mentality towards dating is to realize what dating is like when we approach it with the mentality that the only reason I'm dating is to marry. Well, for starters, I don't think that sounds very enjoyable. I think dating is supposed to be enjoyable. It's supposed to be fun, to meet new people, to try new things, to enjoy everything that goes along with it, the whole thing. It's a fun part of the human experience. If you're only focused on dating to marry, frankly, it doesn't sound that fun. But then again, if you're listening and you're like, dude, Case, like, yeah, for sure. But now I'm in my 30s. I'm in my 40s. I don't have time for fun anymore. I did that. I've been there. I want to settle down. I would say, yeah, of course, I understand that. But I still think that some relationships aren't meant to be forever. And even if that is in your 30s, your 40s, and you're still experiencing those relationships that aren't forever, some are supposed to be short. Some are supposed to teach you something about what you need, about connection, whatever it may be. Unfortunately, the timeline of our love life isn't always the timeline we want, of course. And if you're only focused on that one person, dating to marry, I don't think you're going to realize some of those things. You're going to be so obsessed with finding that one person, that marriage, that you're going to quickly scoot past the lessons, the observations, all those things, because in your mind, it's either a win or a loss. And frankly, if that's the case, you're going to be disappointed a lot. You're going to be upset a lot, frustrated a lot. You're going to feel that because you didn't end up marrying that person. Therefore, you wasted your time. That effort was a waste. That doesn't feel very fair to you, does it? That doesn't sound like you're going to enjoy dating very much, because to you, it's all about the outcome, win or loss. And then, of course, there's more to it. There's what that kind of pressure does to us mentally. When you put pressure on yourself to find someone that you can marry, I want to marry. Well, I think you'd agree that you probably look very heavily at potential, at the future potential. And that means you might, in the present, overlook red flags. That means you might stay in a relationship that doesn't quite serve you, right? I'd say that's very normal. Like in my life, like when you have a goal and you circle it and you're working so hard towards it and you want it so much, the longer you, quote, chase it, the more willing you are to overlook little things because you're working towards the big thing, because you want it so badly. You've invested so much time and energy towards it. You start to slip a little bit. But the little things are what we focus on here on the podcast. The way that someone chooses you and the way that you choose them, the way they understand you, the way you see the world, the way they see the world, the little things. To overlook those because you're so focused on a larger outcome, well, I think that's a slippery slope. So what I'm saying here is, yes, I think it's great to have an outcome in mind. Say, absolutely. Say, yeah, I am dating for marriage. Say, I'm at a point in my life where I want to settle down and I do want to marry someone. In other areas of life too, say, yes, of course, I want to be happy. I want to be wealthy. I want to be whatever it is you want to be. Yes, I want that pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Great. That's great to have that in mind. But I think a rewarding, compassionate, and most importantly, an enjoyable life is one that is lived free of the pressure that we put on ourselves to have certain things and be a certain way. And hopefully you realize that I'm a very practical guy. I want certain things in life. I really do. I'll be the first to admit that I am a bit ego-driven. I want millions of dollars. I want to be married one day, of course. I want to be happy. I want to be carefree. I want people to like me, all these things. But I've learned to just take one teeny tiny step back and adjust the pressure I put on myself. I am working my butt off for those things. Those things are my goal. Those are the outcomes that I want, and I work hard towards them, harder than I probably should sometimes. But I no longer hang my hat on those things in such a way that when I don't have them today, I feel down. I don't beat myself up any longer. I don't settle in the face of impatience. I don't overlook small things in order to finally get that big thing. I don't rush. And I do that, and I think we can all do that by adjusting the mentality we have in life. Instead of saying, I am dating for marriage, say, I am dating with a goal in mind, and that is to find someone who understands me. I'm dating to find someone who chooses me. I'm dating to find someone I'm excited to live my life with. You're getting the same outcome, of course. We're not shying away from the outcome. We are goal-driven, vision-driven people here. We've got our vision boards. We're ready to rock. But we're changing how we talk to ourselves about it. We're softening the pressure we put on ourselves. Instead of saying, I'm dating for marriage, you say those more specific little things. Instead of saying, I want to be wealthy, let's choose something completely opposite. I want to be wealthy. Instead of that, you say, I wake up each day and I work my hardest. I work my ass off. I think creatively. I'm willing every single day to shoot my shot. I'm consistent. I show up every single day. I will never give up, whatever it may be, right? Ultimately, I believe in the most non-pandering way possible to deliver this message to you, that the smaller things deliver the big things you want in life. And perhaps almost in a shorter time frame, because when you break it down, you realize that the big outcome you want, the big way you want to feel and be, it's built on the smaller things. And of course, I used to scoff at advice like that, like, oh, do the little things right, blah, blah, blah. Like, it sounds like, you know, I'm in sixth grade basketball with coach focusing on dribbling and layups and do the fundamentals, do the little things right. But this is true. This is adult shit. And it really, really is true. Yes. Have a goal in mind. Yes, sure, you're dating for marriage, but the mentality, the focus, the compassion is on the smaller things, because that is how you remove pressure. Smaller things, the things that you can control. Date to find someone who understands you. Date to find someone who compliments you. Date to find someone who balances you, who challenges you, whatever it is that's personal to you. Say that. And then wouldn't you say that that person is the person that you would ideally marry? Wouldn't you say that focusing on those smaller individual things will lead you to avoid settling, lead you to avoid dismissing red flags? I sure think so. So why not focus there? Since that will definitely, it'll give you the bigger outcome you want. But also because doesn't that sound more enjoyable? It sounds like a win-win to me. It sounds like a life that you enjoy and a life where you get what you want. Sounds like a life you enjoy because you're focused on the little things that you can control, that you can control, not the big things that can take time, that can take a lifetime to fully understand. No, you're focused on the smaller things. And absolutely, again, be a type A goal-oriented person. Be that person who abides by the, if it's not a fuck yes, it's a fuck no. Have no tolerance for things that don't align with your goals, however old you are. That's great. Be the kind of person who says, no, I'm at a point in my life where whatever. I think that's great. Say no to whatever it is that's not what you want. You don't have to put up with anything. I'm not encouraging that. But your mentality, again, is in the present. Your mentality in the present is what makes your life enjoyable. A mentality that focuses on the things you can control in the present. That is what makes your life enjoyable. Otherwise, you're going to drive yourself nuts, honestly. Like, you know, to be honest, lately I've been feeling a lot of pressure in my life. That's pressure that I, hand raised here, I put on myself. That's pressure I put on myself to have more, to be more, to have more impact. You know, I do work very hard, and sometimes admittedly I get very frustrated because I'm not at the point where I want to be. I'm not more. I haven't done more. And, you know, I want those things so badly because they'll validate me and they'll make me happy and they'll give me the outcomes I want. And it's just been very soothing for me lately to take my own advice and take a step back and say, yeah, Case, I have goals. That's great. Yes, I want to be this and that. I want to be a well-known author and person who impacts millions, and I want the money to follow, and I want to be happy, and I want this and I want that. But I can't control that. I can't. But what I can control are the verbs. The way that I wake up each and every day and I create, the way that I practice gratitude each and every day, the way that I thank you for listening and supporting me every episode, the way that I'm consistent, the way that I never miss a podcast, the way that I ask for what I want, the way that I shoot my shot in my life. And that shift of taking a step back, has been very, very rewarding and very, very peaceful, because now with intention, I'm enjoying the process just a little bit more. I'm moving forward. I'm moving some of that pressure away. I'm taking it off my shoulder. And it really does work. The little things I've discovered now are delivering more of the big things I want. That's the way I want to be. That's the outcomes that I'm working towards. Remove the pressure. Focus on the little things. Work towards those big things you want. And I think you'll find yourself enjoying life. It's the way that life is supposed to be. So I'll end it right there. I hope this was helpful. If it was, I would be so grateful if you would just slide on over to YouTube after this episode and hit subscribe to my new channel there. I've been having a lot of fun creating videos, and it would mean a lot if you would hit subscribe. So thank you for that. But that's it. Thank you for supporting me. Thank you for listening. And until next episode, I'm out.